A Certain Amount of Corruption by Connie Soto. Despite how some people use unethical means to achieve success, a person with a strong sense of morality can resist unethical requests. The dynamics of social interaction influence social status. The means for acceptance is not automatic. Power is used to influence the behavior of others within a society. Certain behavior is essential for the survival of the society. People with authority use knowledge as a source of power. Power is never static. Someone with power will feel a need for more power. The reason for risk acceptance can be power or personal gain. Guilt, on the other hand, can be a reason to refrain. Power is used to influence the behavior of others. It is all about having the authority to control and intimidate one another. Rewards and no punitive action can change people's motivation. Acceptance within a society can influence acts of corruption. Personal recognition is psychological. It is sought after even within a corrupt society. The culture within this type of society can influence judgment and morality. If unethical behavior becomes normal, rules and procedures are disregarded. Corruption, although risky, can become rationalized. The corrupt have a tendency to place themselves above others in the society. Together, they ignore the needs of the greater community. Unhappy people are susceptible to corruption as a way of belonging. They feel it is a means for happiness, using power without the need for improving. Happy people resist change because change may reduce their happiness. It is a typical misconception that power brings people happiness. Unethical compliance is unlikely when individuals have a strong sense of morality. When a decrease of corruption occurs in a society, an increase in wealth can become a reality. Corruption is explained as strategic self-interest, but lacks information processing and decision-making. Basic integrity standards can improve decision-making. If motivation is lost, members will stop cooperating. They will no longer be accountable as their loyalty will be changing. Anyone that presents new ideas can threaten insecure leaders. Corruption within a society can be a sign of moral decay and failure. Respect and good leadership can stop corruption. Less dependence and self-worth can help resist any unethical temptation. To be loyal within a society provides recognition that feels personal. The need for acceptance is normal. It is known that a certain amount of corruption is tolerated in human society. Laws are made to keep peace within the society. Does this mean a certain amount of corruption is needed to have a successful society? Can we live up to our potential with a balance of self-control and equality?